Welcome to Tiger Talk. Let's talk about learner qualities.
Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 5, Episode 7 of Tiger Talk. We're your hosts. I'm Gabby, and I'm in the 5th grade.
I'm Brayden, and I'm also in the 5th grade.
I'm Emery, and I'm in the 4th grade. Tiger Talk is a podcast that is written and produced by E students at JTE.
East is a class that empowers us to use technology and help people in our community.
Tiger Talk lets families and friends of JTE hear all about the amazing things that are happening at our school. Today, we are talking with Dr. Wood, Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Ms. Lupe Pena de Martinez, Director of Student Support Services for the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Ms. Lisa Coates, English Learner Specialist for the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Mr. Josh Vest, Principal of Cooper Elementary in Bentonville, Arkansas, Ms. Crystal Duncan, Office of Innovation for Education, and Ms. Chrissy Waldhauer, Office of Innovation for Education.
Thank you for joining us. Today's episode is about the learner quality determined, with the special focus on JTE's journey to become a school of innovation.
At our school, we say that determined means I do not give up when I am faced with a challenge.
Gabby and I came up with this year's Tiger Talk theme, which focuses on teaching our listeners about the learner qualities that we use at JTE.
We wanted to focus on learner qualities this season because we think that learner qualities are important.
Learner qualities help us when things are hard, and they help us be better students. We also think that using learner qualities helped us become an A school.
So let's get started.
Our first question is for Ms. Lupe Pena de Martinez and Ms. Lisa Coates.
As you visit schools across the state, you see examples of students and teachers who are determined. Please tell our listeners why being determined is an important quality to have, and give an example of how determination has impacted you in your own life.
Wow, that is a big question. First, thank you for having me. So determination, what it is exactly what you all said, but it is making up your mind that you're going to do something and then knowing that there will be obstacles along the way, but when those obstacles come up, that you know how to get past them, and that usually means seeking help from someone else. I think too often we think to be determined means I'm going to do it all on my own, but you all are proving right here you need each other, right? And so that's determination. So I'll stop for a second before I give my example and let Ms. Coates share what she sees determination as.
Hi, I'm Ms. Coates. I agree with Lupe, and I want to add to that sense of community is so important with determination, because as she said, if I don't have a group of people that I can count on and lean on and trust to help me meet my goals, I might get discouraged and let those obstacles stop me. But with a group of people that I know who to ask, who to turn to, I can be unstoppable, and so can you.
So my story of determination, I really thought about what to share with you all, and this is going to sound like a sad story at first, but I promise you I'm going to turn it around, okay? So when I was about 10 years old, so about 5th grade, I don't know exactly when it happened, one day somebody was giving me a ride from school, and I was reading my book in the backseat of the car, and when I read books, it's like I get transported to another world. So I was really reading my book. And so when the car stopped, I got out of the car while I'm still reading, right? Now people are texting and walking. I was reading and walking. And I just closed the door behind me, not realizing I had caught the fingers of the other person trying to get out of the car. Oh, my gosh. I hurt them. It was not on purpose. It was a total accident. But the mom of the person got out of the car and started yelling at me. And I'm over here in my book world. And she starts yelling at me, and she says something so ugly. She says, "You and your books, you think you're better than us. You're just a Mexican like all of us. You're just going to grow up to clean houses." I was so indignant because my mom cleans houses. And she's a wonderful, hardworking person. And so my story linked to determination is any time when I was in college that school would get hard, I would think of that woman and think, I'm going to prove you wrong. And so determination sometimes is, look, my voice is cracking, remembering, because it really hurt, right? But I am actually thankful for her because her ugliness helped me be here today. And so while I don't remember her name, sometimes we have to work past obstacles. And that's exactly what determination is.
Wow, I have to follow that. In my defense, I just saw these questions like 2 minutes ago. So I'm like, okay. When have I been determined? So many times where I feel like I can't do something. Every step after I became a teacher, at first I didn't even want to become a teacher, and then decided in school that, you know what, I've always wanted to be a teacher. I played teacher in my house. I would get in trouble for writing on the walls, pretending that my dolls were my students. And I was a little girl from way down, I don't know if you know where the Delta in Arkansas is, by the Mississippi River. I was a little farm girl, and college wasn't a big thing in my family. But as that little girl, I decided I want to help other kids. Learning to read, I think, along with what Lupe was saying, opened up such a world to me because my world consisted of my dad's farm. And so that opened up a world to me, and I just wanted to make sure that every child, every person had that opportunity to travel anywhere they wanted to just by reading a book. So I became determined, went to college again, and here I am still learning. I won't tell you how old I am, and don't guess. That's not nice. But still learning today. You never stop learning.
I love those examples. Thank you for sharing. Our next question is for Dr. Wood and Miss Crystal Duncan.
If our listeners are curious about what a school of innovation is and what the designation means for students, what would you tell them?
Hey, I love this question. I am Miss Crystal Duncan, and I have been working with schools of innovation for about 8 years now. So schools of innovation are schools who do things differently in service of their learners. Those learners are kids. They're also adults, in service of community and in service of their families. And since I know you all work on learner qualities and you know about the learning pit here, I'm going to say there are also people who are not afraid to get into the learning pit. And so to be a school of innovation takes a lot of determination. And I'm sure that everyone will tell you at the school that's been working towards school of innovation designation, your council, your parents, you students, that it takes a lot of determination to get to where you are today. When you're designated as a school of innovation in Arkansas, you are a model of student-centered innovative learning for the rest of the state. I'm going to pass it to my friend Daryl here.
She got the D part correct. This isn't Daryl. This is Dustin Wood. Thank you, Crystal.
Sorry, Dustin.
Daryl was supposed to be here today, but he wasn't able to join us. I would just tack on to what Crystal said, and say, you know, Emery, you probably have interests that are very different from mine. Maybe some are the same. Maybe some are very different. I don't know. You probably have styles of and ways in which you learn better in certain areas than what I do and vice versa. So we're all individuals. We have different interests. We have different goals. We have different ways of going about learning that are optimal for each of us and that are different. And that's okay. And so for me, what a school of innovation is really about is being able to not have a sort of cookie cutter kind of way about doing everything exactly the same, about finding different pathways that are more customizable for every student so that every student has the best opportunity they can to learn, not just the content of the subject, like math or reading or things like that, but a customizable way to go about learning that content as well.
Interesting. Our final question is for Mr. Josh Vest and Miss Chrissy Waldhauer.
What advice would you give to a school community that is starting their school of innovation journey?
Hi, this is Josh Vest from Cooper Elementary in Bentonville. And first of all, this is fantastic. And you guys are doing a great job. That innovation journey, I think it's about stretching yourself. For schools, it's focusing on kids and letting kids kind of make decisions and lead things. And it looks like you guys are doing that here and you're doing that right now. I think it's also about taking some risks and learning from mistakes. Sometimes when you're doing innovative things that are a little bit different, you're going to make mistakes, and I think that is perfectly fine. That is a part of learning, and I think it's the most important part of learning. In schools like John Tyson, who are developing that sense of learning from mistakes and trying new things with their staff, are awesome schools. When they're getting their kids to embrace that, that's even better. And I think you guys are doing those things here.
I'm going to tack on to Mr. Vest's comment and say, don't think too small. So think as big as you can when you're starting this journey. Go as big as you can and as far as you can with the innovative ideas. You're going to need that determination to get it through to the end. But don't limit yourself in your thinking. And for the school community, so when I think about the parents who want to be involved with the process or the community members or even local businesses that want to partner with the school, to feel like they have that opportunity. We have a Council of Innovation specifically built into Schools of Innovation to really bring those partners in and have them be a part of your school to build it together.
That's great advice.
Next up is the Tiger Teehee.
The Tiger Teehee is a time when we tell you a joke because laughter fixes everything.
Anyone can answer this. What horse runs the city?
Would it be the mayor?
Yes.
Now it is time for our Spread Positivity segment.
Our East program started a campaign to spread positivity. Dr. Wood and Mrs. Duncan, what is the best way you know to spread positivity?
I would say that, one of my favorite writers of all time was actually an emperor and a philosopher, and his name was Marcus Aurelius, and he wrote a book called Meditations. And to kind of paraphrase what the emperor, Marcus Aurelius, he was the emperor of Rome, or one of the emperors of Rome, I should throw that out there. And to kind of just paraphrase what he said is that the color and the texture of your thoughts, that's going to influence how you're seeing life. It's going to influence your perspectives from moment to moment, from day to day, and that's going to have a huge impact on how you're feeling inside as well. So what's going through your mind and paying attention to those things? This is a big word, but thinking about what you're thinking about, that's called metacognition. So if you talk to your teachers, they can help you find out more about that. But really, if you think about your thinking, that's going to have a huge impact on how you're feeling.
I love that that connection. What I might offer about positivity that I try to practice, sometimes I forget, is assuming positive intent. So if I'm in a situation that's frustrating, or if I'm working with a person or a team that's frustrating, or maybe something in my family happens that hurts my heart, I try to remember that I probably don't know or understand, likely I don't know or understand everything that's going on for that person or in that situation. And if I assume positive intent, So I assume that they're not trying to be frustrating or hurtful or whatever emotion came up for me. That can help me be curious. And so being curious is my antidote when I'm not being positive.
That's a fantastic way to spread positivity.
We enjoy talking to you today.
Learner qualities are tiger-tastic.
Tiger, talk to you later. Roar.